Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
OPD investigating HEB theft. The Odessa Police Department is investigating a theft that occurred December 20th, 2023 at the HEB located at 2501 West University. According to the OPD news release, investigation revealed that an unknown female stole approximately $236 worth of merchandise. Anyone who recognizes the suspect shown in the surveillance footage is encouraged to contact Detective A. Reyes at 432-335-5706 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS and reference case number 23-00-15199. TET reunion set. The 37th annual TET reunion is scheduled for noon February 3rd at the Expo Center of Taylor County, 1700 Texas 36 in Abilene. WTVAHCS has been invited to support the 37th annual TET reunion hosted by the Abilene Grants Association February 3rd, 2024. WTVAHCS is proud to support one of West Texas' largest and highly attended Veterans Resources event. WTVA will have staff available during the event to discuss enrollment eligibility in VA healthcare, PACT Act, Women's Veteran Health, suicide prevention, and other VA resources. For more information about WTVA's participation in the TET reunion, please contact Michael Cole, Public Affairs Officer, at michael.cole6@va.gov. Retirement celebration. Odessa Fire Rescue and Chief Jason Cotton are hosting a special event at 2 p.m. January 19th to celebrate Johan Ramos, who will be retiring after 25 years of service. The celebration is at Central Fire Station, 1100 West 2nd Street. Federal judge sentences drug traffickers to combined 56 years in prison. A Midland man and woman were recently sentenced in a federal court in Midland to a combined 56 years in prison for methamphetamine trafficking and firearm charges. According to court documents, Nikki Nicole Lujan, 37, and Raul Gonzalez, 38, possessed and distributed more than 11 kilograms of methamphetamine in and around Midland. Gonzalez was also sentenced to possessing a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. Midland police officers located and recovered methamphetamine, firearms, body armor, and thousands of dollars in currency while executing a search warrant on Gonzalez's residence in May 2023. Lujan and Gonzalez both pleaded guilty on multiple counts on September 20, 2023. Lujan was sentenced to prison for 340 months, just over 28 years. Gonzalez was sentenced to prison for 334 months, just under 28 years. I appreciate the effort of our local law enforcement partners for disrupting the drug trafficking operation of a major meth supply chain in the Permian Basin, U.S. Attorney Jaime Esparza for the Western District of Texas said in a press release. The severe sentences in this case should serve as a warning to drug traffickers who operate in our communities. You will be vigorously prosecuted in this district and you risk meeting the same demise. This case serves as yet another example of the outstanding working relationship established between local law enforcement and our federal partners, said Midland Police Chief Seth Herman in the release. I commend the efforts of our Midland Division office and their unwavering dedication to protecting citizens throughout the Permian Basin. Midland Police Department investigated the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Mahoney prosecuted the case. Cates, Flu Season is Here by Carol A. Cates, RN Chief Nursing Officer, Odessa Regional Medical Center. For a couple years, I wondered if flu had changed from a seasonal pattern to a year-round one. When COVID was at its worst, didn't seem to have much flu circulating, thank God. Then, as COVID started to ease, flu showed its ugly head again, but it wasn't in the seasonal pattern that occurred before COVID. It seemed to be more random and year-round. But I guess in one more way, the changes brought about by the pandemic are resolving, which in the case of flu means we are seeing seasonal flu again. Unfortunately, flu is not alone. We are seeing all the seasonal respiratory illnesses coming back again. RSV, strep, and common colds are also being diagnosed at high rates. The latest variant of COVID is out there too. That means we all need to start taking precautions again to prevent the spread of seasonal illness, just as we did before the pandemic. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, 38 states are reporting high to very high levels of respiratory illness. Texas is one of those 38 states. Flu is the condition that is most prevalent and is increasing at the highest rate among the current respiratory illnesses. The CDC expects flu to be elevated for several more weeks. They are also anticipating flu rates will be worse before they get better, with an unexpected peak near the end of January. The CDC estimates that since October, the traditional start of flu season, 10 billion people have gotten the flu, 110,000 people have been hospitalized with flu, and 6,500 people have died from flu in the U.S. The best way to deal with flu or any respiratory illness is prevention. The CDC recommends several ways to avoid getting and spreading the flu this season. Avoid contact with people who are sick. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing and throw the tissue away immediately. After, wash your hands often, especially after coughing or sneezing. If you cannot wash your hands with soap and water, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Touching your face with your hands when your hands have germs on them is like giving those germs an escalator ride into your body. Practice good health and cleanliness habits. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces in your environment, especially if someone is ill. Get plenty of sleep and exercise. Drink plenty of water. Eat meals high in nutrients and fiber and manage stress levels. All of those things will help your immune system fight off infections and help you recover more quickly if you do become ill. The best tool, however, for preventing or reducing the severity of respiratory illness is vaccination. The flu vaccination this season has shown to be very good at preventing or reducing flu severity. The problem with flu vaccinations, and really all vaccinations, is they require planning ahead. It takes about 2 weeks for a vaccination to become effective in fighting off a disease. That is also why, if you haven't been vaccinated for flu yet this season, I strongly encourage you to get your vaccination in the next few weeks, because that way it will be effective as the flu peaks. Even if you can't get the flu vaccination in the next few days, please still consider getting the vaccination. Flu season will be with us until at least early April. COVID and RSV also have vaccinations available. With COVID, if you have been vaccinated before but haven't gotten the latest version, which is more effective for the new variants, consider getting the vaccination as well. Overall, COVID rates are down compared to the last 2 years, but they are up with the rise in respiratory illnesses this year. For me, the biggest reason to get vaccinated for COVID is not that it will always prevent COVID, but that it prevents severe disease. the chances of being hospitalized with COVID are much higher than that of flu. I can honestly say that once the vaccination came out, the only fatalities from COVID that I know about personally have been in unvaccinated people. I know there is a great deal of debate about the safety and efficacy of vaccination. I am a huge supporter of vaccination because I have repeatedly seen how they save lives. Having said that, I am also a big supporter of everyone's right to choose what is best for them and their loved ones when it comes to health care. As you make these choices, please make sure you seek advice from well-informed and researched sources, not opinions of people who aren't experts in health care. Your primary health care provider is always the best person to help you find resources and help advise you on the best choices for you and your family when it comes to your health care needs, including vaccination. Spring in Service brings new development programs to MC faculty staff. Midland College is preparing to welcome students back January 16th. However, for faculty and staff, the new semester started last week, featuring new programs for their professional and personal development and some hearty competition. While in-service week is familiar to Midland College, the Teaching and Learning Center staff took a different approach to planning the week this semester. On Monday morning, January 8th, faculty and staff gathered at Schaap Center to celebrate the start of the new year and plan for the coming semester. On Tuesday, the TLC hosted simultaneous professional and personal development sessions with more than 30 topics to choose from, including roundtable discussions. Faculty and staff had a variety of options. These topics, led by peers, ranged from artificial intelligence and active learning strategies to video creation. Conveniently, 5 sessions were offered each hour from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., ensuring everyone had the opportunity to participate. Kevin Andrews, director of the Teaching and Learning Center, highlighted that these sessions were part of a full week of activities aimed at educating and informing employees, motivating them for the semester ahead, and fostering camaraderie among them. He emphasized the college's commitment to providing quality education and recognizing the importance of developing its faculty and staff, a news release said. The week wrapped up with the first annual Chili Cook-Off sponsored by the Faculty Senate. The event raised $3,353 for Midland College scholarships. The Chaparral Chili Chicks were crowned as the grand champion winners. This past week left faculty and staff energized, inspired, and excited to get to work serving our community and our students this semester, the release said. ERCOT expects tight grid conditions, request conservation Tuesday. With the winter storm encompassing the entire state and temperatures forecasted to be colder Monday evening and Tuesday morning, ERCOT is asking Texans to conserve electricity use, if safe to do so, Tuesday, January 16th from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., ERCOT is forecasting higher demand Tuesday morning as Texans return to work and school reopens, according to a news release. Monday morning, ERCOT avoided emergency operations due to the conservation efforts by Texas residents and businesses, combined with additional grid reliability tools. ERCOT is expecting similar conditions on Wednesday, January 17th, and will continue to closely monitor conditions and keep the public informed through our communication channels, the release said. Tuesday's conservation appeal does not indicate ERCOT is experiencing emergency conditions at this time. ERCOT will remain vigilant and communicate further if conditions change because of continued freezing temperatures and a high demand in the morning hours. At this time, if you are experiencing an outage, it is local in nature and not related to overall grid reliability. Please check with your local power provider for information. conservation is a widely used industry tool that can help lower demand for a specific period of peak demand time, which is typically during the morning hours in winter. ERCOT is requesting all government agencies, including city and county offices, to implement all programs to reduce energy use at their facilities until at least 9 a.m. Tuesday. ERCOT continues to use traditional tools to manage the grid reliably, including using reserve power, calling upon reduction by large electric consumers that have volunteered to lower their energy use, and bringing more generation online sooner. ERCOT is also working with out-of-state independent system operators, ISOs, and market participants to obtain additional power generation capacity, if available. ERCOT has obtained Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ, enforcement discretion, which allows a generator to extend its service runtime operations to help meet demand if needed and maintain grid reliability. Energy saving tips can be found on the TXAN's webpage at ERCOT.com/TXANS. Super Volunteer donates heaters to Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels Executive Director Craig Stoker said via Facebook, Super Volunteer Jason Pond stopped by to drop off heaters for our older clients who might suffer in the cold snap. Over the summer, Jason volunteered 132 hours delivering meals, usually with his kiddos in tow, but due to a recent job change, has not been able to deliver. His deep connection with our clients and his servant's heart lead him back when our clients were in need. We can't thank Jason enough.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter-Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. Midland Health. Midland Memorial Nurse earns prestigious STASI Award. Midland Health is thrilled to announce that Skylar DeVia, RN-RNC, EFM, has been awarded the prestigious STASI Award for Extraordinary Nurses at Midland Memorial Hospital. DeVia's outstanding dedication to patient-centered care has earned her this esteemed recognition. As an exceptional nurse, DeVia has exceeded all expectations by delivering compassionate care with genuine passion, kindness, skill, and trustworthiness. She has made a lasting impact on her patients and their families, ensuring their safety and comfort throughout their healthcare journey. According to one patient's family member, quote, I truly cannot say enough about Skylar. She made my whole labor and delivery experience. Skylar is so knowledgeable and patient when coming to her job, and I hope everyone gets a Skylar when bringing their bundle of joy into this world. Because of her, I truly feel as if my birth was so smooth sailing, and I was able to deliver safely. She's such a positive light and a friendly soul. Thank you, Skylar! Exclamation point. End quote. DeVia's commitment to excellence has not gone unnoticed by her peers and patients. Kit Bredemus, Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at Midland Memorial Hospital, acknowledged her exceptional contributions, stating, quote, Skylar continues to make a memorable experience for our new moms and is frequently nominated and recognized by our patients. She is an amazing nurse and truly cares about making a difference, end quote. This marks DeVia's second STASI Award and her fourth nomination this year, an incredible testament to her unwavering commitment to her profession. She takes the time to connect with her patients and their families, going above and beyond to ensure their well-being. DeVia's extraordinary qualities serve as an inspiration to her colleagues and patients. She exemplifies the true spirit of nursing and is a valuable asset to Midland Memorial Hospital. On behalf of Midland Memorial Hospital, Midland Health proudly celebrate DeVia and her well-deserved achievement of the STASI Award. To learn more about this prestigious award and other recipients at Midland Memorial Hospital, visit www.midlandhealth.org/main/daisy-award-4-extraordinary-nurses. Workplace health. A healthy work-life balance benefits workers, companies. Stress is something so many of us are familiar with, and it can be frustrating to deal with. About 75% of stressed-out workers have a higher incidence of anxiety and irritability, according to Dr. Aligi Thomas, MD, writing for newsmedical.net in 2021. These chronically stressed people may also develop a weakened immune system, leading to a host of other issues, including sore muscles and headaches. Continued stress can contribute to a higher incidence of strokes and heart attacks. But when it comes to our work lives, the stress manifests, and sometimes it's hard to find that balance between doing a good job and making sure we're putting ourselves first. Work until you drop. Even if an employer offers paid time off, PTO, a Pew Research study found about 46% of Americans don't take all the PTO they're allowed. The study also reported about 49% of the respondents were worried work would pile up while they were gone. Another 43% were concerned their coworkers would have to take up their slack during their time off. Promotions and job security are other reasons many workers don't take all their PTO. About 19% of those surveyed said they feared taking too much time off would hurt their chances of a promotion, while 16% felt they might lose their jobs or be more likely to be laid off. As a result, about 51% of respondents report being satisfied with their jobs. Work-life balance is critical to job satisfaction and personal health. J.D. Fakukal, DPT, with Health Means Wealth, agrees. Quote, as a health professional, physical therapist, I see how daily stress affects every aspect of a person's health, end quote, she says. Quote, with work as a primary focus, it's difficult to prioritize things like exercise, self-care, and sleep. This can lead to injury, pain, burnout, or poor mental health, end quote. Who's working too much? According to a hotel's 18-years check-in survey, retail workers are the most likely to avoid taking their PTO. The survey reports that summer layoffs are highest in the retail sector. Many retail workers fear being next on the chopping block if they take all their PTO. At $15,000 per year, they also have the lowest average income, so the cost of living factors into their ability to take a vacation elsewhere. Even if they do take earned time off. Retail employees generally only get 10 days of PTO each year, inhibiting their ability and desire to take a vacation. Workers in the travel and hospitality sectors also have limited PTO, according to the survey, but their average annual salary of $20,000 is higher than those in the retail industries. They also have a lower incidence of layoffs. Technology workers have a much higher salary than those in retail and hospitality. They also average 15 days of PTO annually. However, workers in this field tend to work more overtime, averaging 45 hours per week. Even with the fear of layoffs or falling behind, relaxing and recharging is still important. Jill Karen with Blue Collar Brain says, quote, having always been a workaholic, I know firsthand the effects that a lack of work-life balance can have. Personally, it affected my physical health as well as relationships. Without proper balance of the two, we risk losing so much. Taking the time to assess proper priorities in our lives definitely improves mental and physical well-being and makes our families much happier, end quote. Tired employees cost money. A less obvious side effect of having stressed out, tired employees is decreased productivity. Dr. Thomas says burned out employees are also more likely to be depressed and sad, as well as have a higher likelihood of alcohol or drug abuse. Some employers may also expect their employees to prioritize the company over family responsibilities. These issues contribute to lower productivity via low employee morale, resulting in burnout and high employee turnover. High turnover costs a company money. If an employee quits, all their experience and institutional knowledge goes with them. The company must then spend the time and resources to hire someone else, train that person, and allow them to acquire the experience necessary to be as productive as their predecessor. Quote, depending on the individual's level of seniority, the financial burden fluctuates, end quote. Kate Hines writes in Built In, a community for tech companies. Quote, for hourly workers, it costs an average of $1,500 per employee. For technical positions, the cost jumps to 100 to 150% of salary. At the high end, C-suite turnover can cost 213% of salary, end quote. Burned out employees may also have more medical issues, which costs a company money in sick leave and lost productivity. Sometimes workers are affected by a co-worker's example of prioritizing work over everything else. John Dielbrun, with Financial Freedom Countdown, worked in the high-stress Silicon Valley environment and noticed that, even with high incomes, many of his co-workers and friends were stressed out about work. Quote, my VP, who was in her 70s, mentioned that her sister was not well, end quote, Dielbrun says. Quote, I naturally assumed she would visit and asked about her travel plans. However, she did not want to take time off, given that we had a massive product launch coming up. 2 weeks later, when we were in a meeting, she received a phone call. Her sister had passed away. The fact she was a VP, earning at least three times more than me, and yet was not having a healthy work-life balance hit me like a tidal wave. I decided to pursue early retirement so I could ensure having control of my time, end quote. What's the answer? When companies face the consequences of dissatisfied, tired employees, they must consider solutions. Alex Nguyen, VP of Products and Solutions at WebMD Health Services, has some suggestions. He encourages employers to model a healthy work-life balance for their workers. Quote, once employees see their leadership team taking time to manage their home lives, they'll feel more empowered to make their own boundaries and begin balancing work and life, end quote, says Nguyen.
Here was the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, January 18th. Family fails to be there when needed most. Dear Abby, somehow I became the go-to person for everyone in my family, siblings as well as parents. I have the means, and for decades I have been happy to help. I recently lost a brother, and I assumed the people I've been there for would be there to support me. Abby, they all failed. Two didn't show up at all, and two came and left so fast my head spun. It was a two-part ceremony. My gathering was the first. I was so hurt I didn't want to go to the second gathering, but I wanted to honor my brother, so I went. Bad decision. My deceased brother had one enemy, and that person was invited to speak and ruined it all for me. My husband was so upset he told my family off and said that I had been crying for days. No one cared enough to contact me to clear things up. Instead, they doubled down and called me selfish for needing them to be there for me. Now I'm hurt and upset, and I have no family to turn to. Honestly, it's nothing new, but I think I'm so hurt because I feel this is the end of family functions forever. What do you think? Signed, Full of Emotion. Dear Full, I am sorry for your loss. Because you have been the family rescuer and in return were treated with disrespect and indifference, you have every right to be upset. I hope that in the future you will begin to develop relationships with people who show some reciprocity. Because you appear to come from a family of takers, enlarging your circle will give you a better chance of having healthier, not to mention more rewarding relationships. Please consider it. Dear Abby, I met a woman online from out of state, and we hit it off. We dated for 3 years before she moved here, and we were married. At that time, she was estranged from her family. She recently started to repair her relationship with the daughter and would visit her. Our marriage had been showing a few cracks as her emotional state was growing worse due to her loneliness. She worked from home, and I worked some overtime to supplement our income. With my blessing, she has since moved to her daughter's state to be near her grandkids. I do not want to travel to keep a marriage going. I'm too old to do that. She has medical issues, so she benefits from my insurance. We've been married only a year and a half. If I bring up a divorce because of the travel and the fact that we have grown apart, I'm afraid she'll ask for half my pension that I've worked my whole life for. What do you advise? Signed, Feeling Stuck in Missouri. Dear Feeling Stuck, I urge you to discuss this matter with a family law attorney licensed to practice in the state of Missouri. I'm not a lawyer, obviously, but from where I sit on the West Coast, it appears your wife deserted you when she moved away to be closer to her daughter, and your marriage has died in its infancy. I wish you luck. Please let me know how this turns out.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.